Hello, my name is Sasha Goldstein, and I work for Sella Group. This screencast is part of a series of Windows 7 how-to videos, in which you'll learn how to use the new Windows 7 features from both native C++ code and managed .NET code. In this video, we'll talk about Windows 7 shell libraries from the user perspective and the major programming interfaces to shell libraries. Some of the more advanced topics will be covered in greater details in future screencasts. Windows 7 introduces a new concept of libraries as the new entry points for users' data. Libraries are the location where users can find and organize their data as collections of items that may span multiple physical locations on the same computer or even on a network. Libraries supersede the existing Windows known folders such as documents, pictures, my music, and my videos, and replace them as the main data storage destination. Applications, on the other hand, have a straightforward method for interacting with libraries through the file open and file save dialogs and programmatically with the Shell Libraries API. Applications can create libraries, interact with them, and support them as first-class items in the user experience. As an example, in previous versions of Windows, each application had its own proprietary music library. Windows Media Player had a certain set of scopes or folders where to find audio files and video files, but the Apple iTunes had a completely different set of scopes, and neither of them was consistent with the My Music folder. Using the Libraries API, applications can define and consume a consistent set of user-defined folders and scopes for a certain type of items, such as pictures, videos, and music. Libraries can even contain network folders. This enables a better user experience for users at home or at work. So whenever a user opens a common file dialog, they get an aggregated view of all the library locations that are available. So for example, I'm using Windows Home Server at my home, and it has great integration with Windows Shell libraries. Whenever I'm connected to my home network, I can see the Home Server folders in my libraries. Whenever I'm at work, these folders aren't there in Windows Explorer. So let's take a look at the demo. I have a Windows Explorer window right here, and by default, it opens in the library view. So these are the built-in libraries we have: documents, music, pictures, and videos. And each has a different icon, and they are all pinned to the navigation pane on the left. So for example, if I expand the pictures library, I can see three folders in it. It contains my private pictures folder and my public pictures folder, as well as the photos folder on my home server called Serveron. By default, the pictures are arranged by their containing folder. However, I can arrange them differently. For example, I can arrange them by day. And this arrangement is for all my pictures, whenever they are, on the server, or locally in the public pictures and in the my pictures folders. If I go to the music library, then you can see again that I can see all my different music folders, and there are music specific fields in the view. For example, title, contributing artists, album, and so on. I can even create a new library if I want to. So for example, I just right click here and I create a new library. I can call it whatever I want. My special library. And now that I have this library, I get this default view for including a folder. So let's include some folder. For example, I can include my desktop folder. And then I have all the materials from my desktop. And I can include more folders if I want to. There's this beautiful Manage Library Locations UI, where I can select the default save location, which we'll discuss later, and I can add folders and remove folders from the library. I can also change some of my library's properties. For example, I can say that I want to optimize this library for documents, music, pictures, or videos, which, among other things, affects the column names that are displayed in Windows Explorer. I can also say that I want to show the library in the navigation pane or not, and then it will appear and disappear from this pane on the left. Finally, I can delete the library, but deleting the library does not remove all the folders that are in it. It only removes this view that contains the information about the folders. The Shell Libraries API offers all the functionality needed to manage your libraries. It allows you to create new libraries, open existing libraries, rename them, and delete them all programmatically using an API. Because a library is simply a collection of folders, not a folder in itself, deleting a library does not affect its contents even if you do it programmatically. You can manage library folders by listing, adding, and removing folders to the library. One of the library's folders is defined as the default save folder, which is used when referring to the library as a regular directory. For example, when you copy a file to the library in Windows Explorer using drag and drop or copy paste. This folder can also be defined using the API. Each library also has a great set of properties and can be modified. The icon property affects the library's icon displayed in Windows Explorer. The folder type property affects the look of the library content in Windows Explorer. For example, for pictures, there will be a large icons view. The last property affects the library's pin to navigation pane state, which we've just seen. If you want to allow your application users to manage the library folders in a friendly UI, you can call an API method that would display the library manage UI dialog that I've shown you earlier. All of these things can be done programmatically, and we have a demo here of a WPF application that uses the Windows API codepack, which we'll discuss in future videos, to manage libraries in all the ways possible. Some of them are not even available in Windows Explorer itself. So this is the application, and I can open an existing library, for example, the music library or the pictures library, and then I see a list of the folders in this library. Or I could create a new library, and all of this is done programmatically. So let's call it my special library, as we did earlier. And now there are no folders in this library, so I can add folders. Again, I can add this pictures folder, and I could add another pictures folder, maybe this folder. And now I have two folders in my library, so I can change the default save folder because I have two of them. So say I want this to be my default save folder, I just click set default folder here. And then if I try to copy a file into this new library, then it will be automatically copied to this folder, not the second one. I can also change the library icon. I can change the library type. Let's change the icon first. Let's say I like this icon. This is the new icon for the library, and it will be visible in Windows Explorer as well, as I'll show you in a moment. And finally, I can change the type of the library. For example, I could say this is actually a pictures library. Now, after I've done all that, let's open Windows Explorer again. And you see my special library here. And if I open it, there are two locations in it. And I can manage these locations and see that the default save location is what I chose in the Manage Library application. Finally, I can delete the library, and it also disappears from Windows Explorer. So whether you're programming in native and managed code, there is a way to manage your libraries using dedicated APIs. In C++, you have to use the iShell library interface, which is a COM-like interface, as well as other shell interfaces such as iShell item, iShell item 2, and iShell item array for managing the items inside the folder and the library. All of them are defined in the shopjdlh header file, which we'll show in subsequent videos. This header file also contains some shell library helper functions, for example, sh create library, sh add folder path to library, and so on, which can save you some time when doing common shell library operations such as adding folders, removing folders, and loading libraries. To program the shell libraries in .NET, you can use the shell library class, which is part of the Windows API codepack. You can instantiate it directly to create a new library, or you can use the static load method to open an existing library, and then you can add folders to it, remove folders, and perform additional operations. For more information about shell libraries, you probably want to take a look at the code sample shown in this screencast, the WPF Library Manager application, which is available for download together with the video recording. There are also some excellent resources on the web. There's a 5-part Channel 9 tutorial on how to use libraries. There are some excellent blog posts on the Windows 7 blog for developers about the Windows 7 libraries, features and APIs. And finally, there's of course the MSDN documentation for the iShell library interface, and you can find even more specific information about the methods and parameters that we use. So thank you for joining me today, and good luck writing your next Windows 7 application.